It can feel daunting to be outside in the winter. Despite the cold, at least when the leaves fall away, they reveal clear views of the valley. And that's one of the reasons that many outdoor enthusiasts like winter biking and hiking the most.
Hiking and trail running, I prefer to do in the winter because here on the East Coast, all our trails are generally in what we often call green tunnels, right? A lot of the trails all look the same. So once the leaves fall, you actually have views along many of the trails. And I think it becomes a lot more interesting and engaging.
That's Kyle Lawrence, an avid biker and hiker who is also executive director of the Shenandoah Valley Bicycle Coalition. It's an organization focused on increasing visibility of bikers and walking, improving those experiences for everyone.
What we aim to do is allow people to walk and bike as part of their everyday lives. So that's everything from recreational trails, like dirt single track trails in the woods, to paved greenways in our cities and communities, to bike lanes and sidewalks, and anything that lets people easily get outside on a daily basis, kind of under their own power.
But getting outside when the air is chilly can be daunting. Lawrence says it's actually the perfect time.
So I think for a lot of people, winter feels like not the season for bike riding. And depending on the weather, that may or may not be true. We're lucky that generally our winters are relatively moderate. I personally enjoy riding in the woods a lot more in the winter because it's easier to stay warm. Sometimes riding out on the road can be a lot colder. You're more exposed. You're going faster. The wind and wind chill, which is exactly why it's better in the summer. So I enjoy riding mountain bikes in the winter. I really enjoy hiking in the winter.
In fact, as Lawrence said, it's a different experience.
There's no bugs. There's better views. It's clearer. You get better views of the mountain. It's not as hazy. And so hiking and trail running are primary things I personally shift to. And also mountain biking. I do ride on the road less in the winter. It requires a lot more clothing, but you can do it. The wind chill is a challenge, but on a mountain bike, you stay really warm going uphill.
One of the things the Shenandoah Valley Bicycle Coalition is excited about this year is that the Harrisonburg and Rockingham Tourism offices work to publish a trail guide for the Shenandoah Valley.
And so there's 15 trail experiences, and they're aimed at beginner trail users, right? And so there's everything from trails in town, like at Hillendale, to trails at the Massanutten and Western Slope, and then trail experiences out in the National Forest. And these experiences have been curated to be some of the easiest, most accessible trail experiences people can do, including some trails that the Coalition has built. So we have some purpose-built trails in there on Narrowback Mountain, specifically built to be bicycle-optimized. And some of the friendliest, easiest places to ride your bike on the National Forest or to go hiking.
And those national forests and parks in the valley, he says, have some of the best hiking and biking opportunities.
So we live in a really special area for recreating outside and being outside in general. One of the reasons I'm still here is because of the large concentration of public lands. So we have, of course, the national park, which most people are familiar with. But for us at the Coalition, the National Forest is this really underutilized resource. So we're constantly thinking about how we can get more people to enjoy, experience the National Forest, particularly through trails.
The trail guide is available on the Shenandoah Valley Evergreen page on WMRA's website. And Lawrence said it will soon be available in print as well. As for the Shenandoah Valley Bicycle Coalition, the group is improving biking and hiking conditions among existing and some new trails now that the coalition's membership has grown to 1,400.
And they range from people who are really excited about greenways and paved trails within their cities or communities to folks who ride mountain bikes or trail run in the National Forest, people who hike on the Massanutten and Western Slope, and kind of everything in between. So people who are passionate about getting kids to bike to school or passionate about being alone out in the woods on their bike or on their 2 feet.
And if you do hit the trails this winter, you might even explore one that's been built or maintained by the Coalition and its many volunteers.
We do a bunch of things. So one of the things we can actively do is build dirt trails, single track trails, because the cost is and the scale makes sense for us to do it. And when we think about greenways and paved infrastructure around the city, it's a lot harder for us to do that, right? Because the cost is prohibitive. So a lot of our volunteer opportunity has historically revolved around volunteer dig days and trail work. So taking tools and doing maintenance and or building trail. We do a hybrid mix where we actually pay professional trail builders to do a lot of the trail building with machines, and then our volunteers come in and finish up that work.
But Lawrence says if people want their communities to invest in more opportunities, especially in urban areas, that requires civic engagement.
If you want greenways and bike lanes and sidewalks, that's a little bit more of an advocacy volunteer role, right? So you need to be paying attention to local elected officials, local meetings, city council meetings, all those kind of boring things sometimes, but where those things actually happen. And you have to be helping mobilize for that kind of change, because unfortunately, we find it doesn't just happen. People really have to speak up about it.